Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, you might have that Friday feeling heading into the weekend, perhaps hoping to find love on a dating app. Well, think twice before swiping right, because new research based on 1,400 respondents aged 18 to 74 has found that almost two-thirds of Tinder's users are already in a relationship, and half don't even want a date. For more on this, we're joined by Helen Vaughan of Maynooth Counselling and Psychotherapy. This is awful news, Helen, for anybody who's on Tinder for love.
This is awful news, and I'm shocked. Like, maybe I'm a bit old is the real message there, but I don't know. I just wonder. I am seeing couples, though, who people are cheating, inverted commas, and it depends what you define as cheating, but where one partner is texting on either a dating app or a social media app and the other finds out, and there can often be a conflict over whether that's really cheating or not. But if you're in a relationship and you're still on a dating app chatting to whoever, even if you never meet them, that something is wrong there.
Yeah,
for me,
there's
anyway,
a betrayal of trust, like I would have thought, you know, immediately. Why would married people do this? Or why would people in a relationship do this, do you think? Is that an immediate red flag for the relationship that they're in?
It could be, but it could be more a personal issue, like a lack of confidence. And this gives them confidence to get likes, to have someone messaging them. It could be a red flag that the connection, the relationship is a problem. And often when I have couples who this has happened, we'll delve in and we'll find there's other issues going on that haven't been communicated or resolved. And once you work through those and kind of rebuild the relationship, rebuild the trust and talk about what the expected boundaries from each partner is, i.e., you know, sometimes a couple will come back afterwards and be like, you have to let me look at your phone whenever I want, you know, if there's a trust issue there, so that you open everything up and everyone can see everything, you know, everything's clear.
Mm. Is that a good place to be in?
If trust is gone, sometimes you need that just to rebuild it, you know, and I've lots of individuals who are looking at where their partner is going via their phone. They're looking at their text when their partner doesn't know. You know, there's a lot of people doing, you know, their own research to find out what's going on. And it's usually because they suspect that something's going on and maybe it's being denied. Okay. You know, so I don't know. It's not great, but none of it's good. You know, if you're still texting on a dating app, the poor people then who are actually looking for a partner, that's
yeah,
who I
so this
feel
was
for.
I was going to ask you about, right? If you unfortunately probably my final question on this, if you are on Tinder and maybe someone is actually saying to you, I'm in a relationship that, you know, I'm trying to get out of, or I'm married but I'm not happy, do you immediately walk away from that, or is there any instance in which you immediately walk away? There's no instance
run
in which
life.
You should
run for your life. Let them go work themselves out and
okay.
Call me in a year or two, but don't string me along now, you know, not cool.
Okay. That's some good advice for people heading into the weekend. Helen Vaughan, as usual, thank you so much for joining us this evening. That's Helen Vaughan of Maynooth Counselling and Psychotherapy.